Welcome to SGMC Conversation Podcast.
Hi, and welcome to our second episode of SGMC Conversations, the official podcast by SGMC Capital. I am Massimiliano Bondurri, founder and CEO of SGMC Capital, and I will have the pleasure of being your host for today's conversation. So let's jump right in it. Where do you find value in today's equity markets with US indices basically at all-time highs and European indices having rallied so much? Well, the answer to that could actually be, let's take a look at something which has not rallied as of now in 2021. And let's see why, and let's see if actually that could provide some interesting opportunities for global investors. And in particular, let's take a look at Chinese equities. So year to date, actually, Chinese equities, whether you look at Hong Kong or the Shanghai index, has actually been relatively flattish compared to nearly double-digit returns for the S&P and the Euro stocks. Why has it been that way? Why has there been such a divergence of performance? Well, probably a lot could be explained by the headlines risk that we have seen for Chinese assets over the last few months. You can all remember what happened to Ant Financial's IPO, and I'm sure you're all aware of the fines that have been applied to a number of the large tech players within China, whether that be Baba, I mean, even Meituan was taken a look at, even Baidu, and so on and so forth. Now, does this provide an interesting entry opportunities for the longer term investors? We definitely think it does. So as much as in the short term, headlines risk will remain, and it is unclear how long these risks are going to stay on the market and keep waiting on the market. Because, of course, as you all know, the one thing that the market hates is uncertainty and a lack of visibility. So that will remain to weigh on Chinese equities valuations. That being said, in the long term, we think the current valuations offer an extremely attractive entry point. And, of course, that makes sense both from a relative perspective with respect to the valuations of some of these names as compared to their US or even European counterparts, but also from absolute valuations. I mean, at these levels, there's definitely a lot of potential of growth and capital appreciation. In particular, what we like are the likely winners of the futures. And with this, we're looking especially with respect to the tech industry and some of the large Chinese champions that will continue doing well. So at the end of the day, what we need to look at is, what is the growth potential and the last growth numbers of these companies? Is this sustainable? And what has been really the margins that these companies have been managing to achieve? Is this margin sustainable? And have these results been achieved with a lot of debt or not? Which basically means, how solid are the balance sheets of these names? Now, if you come to a conclusion whereby you see a number of these names having had impressive growth year on year for the last 3 to 5 years, which have very interesting margins, you're talking at, you know, 30 to 50% kind of levels, and sometimes even higher than that, and achieved on the back of very little debt, then definitely you have a winning formula here, right? And keep in mind that these companies are targeting the largest market in the world, which is the Chinese one. Therefore, if you couple that with the fact that valuations have fallen because of the risks that we have just described, and just a little bit of a risk-off environment whereby global investors were deallocating a little bit to the Chinese risks, then we think that creates a great entry opportunity. Now, clearly, you need to be very mindful in choosing your winners. But some of the large cap names that we are keeping a close eye on are the usual ones that we think, again, at these levels are very attractive. So we're talking about Baidu, Meituan, Tencent, JD, Baba, even Ping An. So these kind of names definitely have a winning business profile that can keep doing extremely well. And we have been adding to these names over the last few weeks upon decline. And that's definitely something that you may look at, whether you want to do it outright or whether you want to take advantage of the volatility by selling puts or maybe, you know, even buying calls. That obviously depends on the strategy of your portfolio. But definitely do take a look at these names, because It's some of the names which have not been performing well this year, but have extremely strong fundamentals and can actually do extremely well in the longer term. And obviously here then comes into play the difference between whether you're a trader or you're an investor. Obviously, we go for investors. We go for the longer term capital appreciation, which is the one that we think is the more relevant one, especially in today's world. And that's something that we definitely see a lot of value in. And we have been allocating accordingly within our portfolios. I hope that this was interesting to you, an interesting topic. Of course, let us know what you think. And I look forward to our next episode, always here on SGMC Conversations. You all take care and speak to you soon.